If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
What is going on? Welcome to episode 83 of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh. Player 2 on this one, Shell Shock Prime. What's up, man?
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, dude, of course. Shellshock got a chance to hang out at PAX East. I guarantee I'm going to say PAX Prime a few times this show, so just correct me every time I do. And he got to play some Switch games, so we're going to talk about that in a little bit. Before we do, the music you just heard was from On Being Human. So you can check them out on Spotify and YouTube. Remember, we are the unofficial Nintendo podcast. You'll find the official one wherever podcasts can be found. If you want to get yourself a free book from Audible, you can go to audibletrial.com/NPC. There you can choose from so many books. Books I recommend are the Super Mario, Ready Player One. So many books. Go find something that you like. audibletrial.com/NPC. If you're thinking about starting your own podcast, go to podbean.com/NPC and sign up. You can even put one out for free to get things started. And then if you like it, sign up for their monthly plan. It's unlimited. You can put out as many shows as you want. So rock and roll. You can become a crazy person like me. It's podbean.com/NPC. The chair I'm sitting in, guys, from OP Seat. Go to opseat.com. Check out their gaming chairs. Use coupon code N64Josh to save $10. Patreon.com/N64Josh. Get yourself an extra podcast each month for a dollar or more. And last but not least, you want to rock a Nintendo PowerCast t-shirt? Go to N64Josh.com/store, and there you'll find the t-shirts. Okay, we got, we got a couple of announcements, so...
Hey, listen!
All right, we do this show live on Twitch at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, twitch.tv/N64Josh. The other announcement is I have another podcast called the Smash Bros Cast that you guys can check out on iTunes, Google Play, Podbean, and Stitcher, soon to be on Spotify. I want to say hello to everybody in the chat. Yikum, Life Size Luna, OG Nate Dog, Nightcrawler, Lumberjoke, Kirby, For Maxis, Army Life, Katie, Games at Dusk, G.I. Jello, Pudding, Bacon Dawn, Maverick, so many people. Guys, thank you so much. Anybody that's just lurking, thank you for being here with us live. Okay, we've got past all the announcements. Looks like everything's working. This is good, man. This is good. So,
yep.
Shell Shock Prime, we want to know all about you. Your history with Nintendo?
My history with Nintendo started when I was about 3 or 4 years old. And my older brother gave my parents an NES to play. And my first game that I've ever played was Super Mario Brothers. And I also had Duck Hunt because I had the 2-in-1.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Since then, I've been playing games. And Nintendo has always been my favorite out of all console makers, and it will always be my favorite.
Awesome, man. So what other NES games did you get into? Mario 2, Mario 3, any that really stick out in your mind?
Mario 3, Mega Man 3, Contra. Like, those were like the main ones that I loved.
All right. How about your favorite Nintendo console?
Super Nintendo.
Oh, for what reason?
I felt that, like, out of all the, like, the 16-bit era was always my favorite, but for the Super Nintendo, like the games themselves gave me the most amount of impact around that time. And it's not even just nostalgia, but I just couldn't stop playing these games.
staying up way too late, skipping school, all the above.
Well, I didn't really skip school, but in fact, my parents made it so that I could only play games on weekends for the first few years. And then after that, like, they just said, you know what? You can play whatever.
So that's fine. I was only allowed 45 minutes a day. Unless my dad would play with me, then I could get more. Or I went to a friend's house, of course. They had no control at that point. So, but Sundays were off limits. I couldn't do anything on Sundays. So I understand. I feel your pain, man. I feel your pain.
Yeah.
What is your favorite Switch game at the moment?
The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Ooh. What's the runner-up?
Runner-up is... It's a toss-up between Splatoon 2 and Xenoblade Chronicles 2.
Oh, good call. Good call. What is it about Zelda that you love so much?
Being able to roam around Hyrule and explore everything, talk to people, try to find different objectives, shrines, you name it. Like, I felt that it was a 3D Zelda game times a million.
All right. It was good, man. I really enjoyed it too. Every time I go back into it, I'm like, why don't I play this more? You know, like it just,
yeah.
And there's still so much to do, which is crazy, which is crazy.
It's like when you haven't played in a while, it's like, I miss you so much, Hyrule. I never want to leave you again.
Yeah, that is right. So you create a little bit of Nintendo content. What, where can people find you and what do you do at the moment?
Well, I'm currently streaming on Twitch. I do have YouTube, but YouTube is mostly where I'm going to put my archives. But Twitch is basically my main platform that I'm using right now. And the reason is because I absolutely love streaming and being able to stream Nintendo content. Having the freedom to just do that without worrying about any issues whatsoever. The fact that I can do that and talk to a lot of people, I just couldn't be happier about that. It's amazing.
And you, I mean, you stream like everything Nintendo. It's like retro stuff all the way up to current stuff. Like, I mean, you do some Mario Party sometimes. Like how far back do you go? Do you go all the way back to NES?
I'll go all the way back to the arcades, especially when you play Donkey Kong, Punch-Out. I'll go back like as far as that.
As far as your stream, though, what like NES games or is it the Mario Party games? I thought I saw like Mario Party 4, maybe like that's a GameCube, right?
Yeah, I did Mario Party 2, I believe, or 3, one of those games.
Okay.
I still have to do GameCube games, but I do plan on doing like I do a lot of NES games back in the past. I haven't done them in a while.
I see. Okay. All right. Cool. And where can people find your Twitch channel?
You can find me at twitch.tv/shellshockprime.
All right. All right. Well, hey, let's get into our news and talking points.
Okay.
So the first bit of news is kind of sad. And that is baseball won the Splatfest and not soccer.
Hey, what do you mean sad? I'm actually happy baseball won.
Well, I was on team soccer, and I blame everybody in the Discord for that. So I wanted to pick baseball, but I went soccer.
Yeah. No, to be fair, I didn't really get a chance to play in the Splatfest, but it's just the Wi-Fi at the hotel was not free, and the convention center Wi-Fi was not good. Otherwise, I would have played.
Yeah, I mean, we ran into some good baseball teams. No, no doubt about it. We ran into a lot of soccer teams. We played soccer teams as many times as we played baseball teams. It seemed like, but overall, they were pretty good games. I still really want to see Black and White Ink, you know, and the soccer ball was the chance. You know what I mean? Like, I really want to see it. So, but no, congratulations to everybody that picked baseball. And, I guess Europe had like sweet and salty popcorn and sweet popcorn one. So kind of that was
really?
Yeah, interesting. Interesting there. So I wonder what color ink represented those two things. So who knows? Who knows? But yeah, so baseball wins. Hopefully everybody made it to up to the king or queen so you can get all your get 21 snails, whether you if you lost like me. Wow. I literally thought you got nothing. So oh, Kirby says salt one. Well, the article I saw said the sweet one. So
a interesting one popular vote.
See, think good thing Kirby's here to keep it straight, because literally the article I saw said baseball and sweet. So the Oracle strikes again to correct me.
Yep.
We had a handful of announcements today. Pretty interesting. Yeah. Last week, guys, I went into detail on making sure to subscribe to Nintendo's YouTube channel, because they're constantly putting out new game trailers, right? Like there's not really, I don't even know. I mean, sometimes they probably tweet them out. I'm not real sure exactly if they always do though. So the best way to stay informed is just to stay subscribed to that channel and turn that bell on. Mega Man X Legacy Collection 1 and 2. The announcement trailer dropped today. Game will be available on July 24th. I'm pretty excited about these. How do you feel about them?
I'm excited about it, but the thing is that a lot of people, like a lot of the hardcore Mega Man X fans, have stated that it's not a good idea to split both of these collections because the first four games are some of the best games in the series, but for X5 and X8, those two are like have mixed opinions, and X6 and X7 are both universally panned.
I see. So I mean, I'm watching this trailer going X4, X5, X6. Like I didn't even know these were a thing. I played the first one, and I know that as a collector, that 2 and 3 are highly sought after Super Nintendo carts. So I didn't know there was that many of them. Anyway, I kind of was like, what is this game going to have on it? You know, but after seeing it, I'm excited to check them out. Some of them look pretty cool. Some of them may not be as cool as they look, but X was the game that I played the most in any Mega Man series. I didn't really play it all that much on the NES. Like, none of my friends had it. I didn't own it. So it wasn't, I played it more on Game Boy than anything else. But on Super Nintendo, Mega Man X was my jam. I loved playing that game. Fairly certain I owned it. And so it was one that I played very regularly. I got to the final boss all the time, but I was never able to complete it. I got to get good, I guess, one of these days, maybe. Maybe this will be the time I finally beat X. Who knows? So that's the Legacy Collection 1 and 2 coming out July 24th.
Yes.
All right. This next game isn't something that I get all that excited about, but I know a few people do. And a Twitter user by the name of Black Kite tweeted this morning that Yo-Kai Watch 4 is coming to the Switch in Japan. This has been a 3DS title. So the question is, is this true or is it just a rumor? That's up in the air. If it is true, is it going to be a double release on both systems, or are we going to start seeing some of these games take the plunge into just 3DS? And And from what I understand from reading, they were talking about it in Discord this morning. Past installments typically take about a year after the Japanese release date just to get localized and ready for the States. This, from what I was reading in like on Reddit and stuff about this game, like it's one of those games that was super hot for a while, but may not be quite as hot. Let me see what chat's saying here. Games at Dusk. It's true. It's on their site and various Japanese media sites as an official announcement. Okay, cool. I hate saying anything's official unless I know for certain, because I don't want to be that guy. You know what I mean?
So I agree.
I appreciate the heads up in chat. Thank you guys. Anyway, not a game series that I typically play, but surprised. Does anybody in chat know? Is it strictly a Switch game? Did they mention? I'd be Be curious to find out. That's what you heard, Shellshock?
Yeah, I haven't seen anything about like 3DS, just Switch.
So what do you think about that? What do you think that we're I mean, this could be, you know, one of those titles that, like, hey, it's making the jump from 3DS strictly to Switch.
I mean, that series has always been really huge in Japan. Like, it's always been like there have been points where it outsold Pokemon games. And that was a big deal when the series first started. I personally never got into them, but I know there's a lot of people that do like these games. And the fact that we're getting a new one on Switch, that's actually pretty cool to see. It's going to do really well in Japan.
Yeah, I'm more curious and intrigued by the fact that this isn't going to be, it potentially won't be on 3DS. You know, even when we're seeing games like Fire Emblem Warriors and Toad's Treasure Tracker, things like that, Sushi Strikers, we're getting dual releases, which to me is a great way to do it right now as far as business-wise, because look, the install base of the 3DS is massive, but you have people that have gone over completely to Switch, have left the DS behind, that are like, come on, why aren't we getting some of these games? So either way, it's if they do a dual release, I'm cool with it. If they don't, I'm cool with it too. Like, we can start moving towards getting more of these games just on the Switch. So,
yeah.
Four new photos of the Octo expansion have been released. Nintendo of Europe tweeted them out, and they got all kinds of like floating GameCubes, computers, Discman. Did you get a chance to see these pictures?
I've seen some of them, and they look pretty interesting.
This game looks like it's going to be a lot darker than the last game. It just, or than the last single player story anyways. It just looks more interesting. Like, I'm kind of excited to jump into this, where I'm still dragging my feet to play the campaign in Splatoon 2, just because I'm like, it feels like filler content. Like, it was just kind of tacked on, you know, other than the boss fights seem really cool. So this looks like it really wants to establish itself as a single player experience. And these pictures to me don't look like this is going to be filler content. It looks like it's going to be pretty legit. So if you guys want to see the pictures, n64josh.com. It's one of the latest articles I released. I put them all up there if you want to check them out. And I will have a link in the show notes, which will be n64josh.com/NPC83.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I do have a few other pieces of news, but we're going to cover that on Thursday because I want to get to the meat and potatoes of this show. And that is that Shellshock has gone hands-on with games like Wolfenstein, Sushi Strikers, and many others. So first of all, just let me know how PAX was. Like, what was the vibe? Did you have a good time? Like, just kind of give it to us.
I had a fantastic time. I've been to three different PAX Easts. And this has been the best one for me that I've been to for many different reasons. But the Nintendo booth has been very, very amazing.
Did you just walk in and were you just like in awe? Like,
well, I mean, they had a lot of great stuff. Like, the first game that I got to try out was Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus. The reason I wanted to try it out was because I wanted to see how the Switch version stacked up compared to the other platforms. And so far, like, all I can tell you is the Switch version looks really good. And not only that, but it plays really well. Like, sure, it may have like a frame rate drop compared to the other platforms, but it's still pretty smooth.
I mean, when you say frame rate drop, are we talking like explosions in GoldenEye on the 64 frame rate drops, or just little hiccups here and there?
Oh, no, it's just 30 frames per second as opposed to 60 on the other platforms.
Gotcha. So what have you played Doom on the Switch?
I still got to finish it, but yes, I have Doom and I did play it.
Okay.
It's really good.
So how did it look? As good as Doom, or did it look better in your opinion?
I'd say right now it looks as good, but we don't know a release date as to when this is coming out, so I'm sure they could probably polish it up a little bit more just to make it look a little better by the time it comes out. But so far, it's on par.
Okay. All right, because I tried to watch a bunch of videos just to see what I thought, and it looked like it might have a little better lighting effects and a little better textures than Doom, because Doom can look a little muddy at times.
Yeah, like, it's so far, I haven't really seen that much muddy on Wolfenstein, but it looks good regardless.
Cool. And it felt smooth. I mean, and they had it handheld, right? Or did you play it docked? How did you play it?
Oh, they only allowed dock mode. They did not have handheld mode.
Okay. Cool. Awesome, man. Well, I'm really, really glad to hear that. So what was the next game that you were really excited to play?
Travis Strikes Again, No More Heroes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, like, it's pretty easy, like the demo that I played, but it was pretty fun. I got to play with one of the Nintendo reps. We did like a two-player co-op, and all we did was play against all these like enemies we had to get through. It felt more like a side-scrolling action game, like in a 3D overhead perspective, but I felt that it was well done in that regard. It was a little bit on the easy side, but it was well done.
Okay. And how did that game play? I mean, it's kind of like basically you're looking down on the characters, like kind of like almost like an old school brawler, like Gauntlet style, or are there different modes?
I mean, like the demo that I got to try out, it was kind of a bit like Gauntlet. It's like over the shoulder with a little hack and slash.
Okay.
And you had to fight all the enemies, which were bugs, like all these glitches, and you got to get rid of them. That was the main point of it.
I see. Okay. Yeah. All right. So what does, after playing that, is that a pickup for you?
That is a pickup for me. And the best part, I actually got to meet the guy that created the No More Heroes series, Goichi Suda, a.k.a. Suda51. Okay. Really cool guy.
Yeah. How'd that conversation go?
Like, we talked a little bit, but he was very nice. And I even got a picture.
Cool. Is it on your Twitter?
Yeah, it's on my Twitter.
Okay, cool. We'll have to make sure we check that out. What was the next game?
Sushi Striker.
Oh, okay. I'm so excited. Tell me more. Did you get to play against somebody, or did you play the computer?
I played the computer just to try the game out.
Okay.
What happened is that I started getting used to the controls. I played a little bit longer just so I could try to learn how to play the game. And it was fun collecting all those plates of sushi, stack them up so that way you can throw them at your opponent. It's like a food fight. And there was like this special where like you could actually collect every single like sushi plate of the same color, so you could have a huge stack, and then you can just throw them. Like, it's like all rainbow, like it's just flashing rainbows. But it's pretty cool. It's very unique. It seems like it might actually be a hidden gem on the Switch, so I highly recommend getting that.
Okay. All right, so I want you to kind of break down this gameplay for me. You collect the same color sushi plates.
Yes.
And then
put them in a stack.
And you stack them up. And then you just chuck those plates at your opponent?
You can chuck those plates at your opponent at any time you want. You could have up to about 5 stacks of different colored plates. And you can just throw them.
Okay, and so what happens when they throw them at you?
You take a little damage. It's a matter of who actually can be the last one standing.
Okay, so as you throw the plates, you're taking away, like, there's a basically a damage meter, and you want to do the most damage to win the round.
Yes.
Okay. Oh man, I know I'm going to be hungry the entire time I play that game.
Yes.
No doubt about it.
It kind of reminds me of this mini game in Pokemon Stadium 1 where we had to collect all the sushis, except it's the opposite. You don't really throw sushi. This time you actually throw sushi now in Sushi Strikers. And to answer Kirby Geek's question, I actually haven't tried blocking like the thrown plates with your own plates. I haven't tried that, so I wouldn't know.
I see. Okay, so we still have more to learn about this. OG Nate Dog says, is this dodgeball, basically?
It might as well be dodgeball.
All right, I love it. I love it. So what did you get to try any other games? Like, did you get to try Dark Souls? Was the Messenger there? Did you get to try that? Any other games?
The Messenger, I didn't really get to play it, but I actually watched people play it, and it looked really good. Didn't get to try out Dark Souls, but I did get to try out Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze because they had the Funky Kong mode.
Okay.
And it's really not as easy as they make it out to be. Like, people playing that, oh, it's easy mode. That means that, like, it's only for easy people. Like, no. There's no shame in playing a game of that difficulty. That said, Funky Kong, like, despite the fact that he may not take damage through spikes, he could still take damage regardless. But he takes more damage than the other characters in the game. He plays really, really well.
So, did you play Tropical Freeze on Wii U?
Yes, but I never got to finish it. But I am going to get it on Switch, and I will finish it.
Okay. All right. So it's not an easy game, right? For a Nintendo game, especially as a side scroller, it's fairly difficult. I mean, it has a decent difficulty. I thought Tropical Freeze was a little more fair from what I heard than Donkey Kong Country Returns on the Wii.
Yeah.
Do you feel like with Funky Kong, it's kind of a sweet spot? Or, like, when you finally get the game, are you going to play it with Funky Kong, or are you going to play it with Donkey Kong and Diddy Kong?
I'm going to play it with Donkey Kong and Diddy Kong.
Okay. So the Funky Kong made it feel just a little too easy for your liking.
Right.
Okay. All right. Cool. Cool. Any other games that you, like you said, you got to see Dark Souls?
Yeah, I got to see Dark Souls, but I haven't had a chance to play it. But I did play the Switch version of Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy.
Oh, okay. How was that?
It looks really good on Switch. The only thing is that it's not 60 frames per second, but it looks really good. And I only got to play one level due to so many people wanting to play. But it was a runner level that I got to play, and it actually plays very well on Switch and no input lag whatsoever, but it was very fun. It's been a long time since I played Crash Bandicoot 1, because that's the one that they did. But I feel like Switch owners are in for a treat with this.
Okay. Right on. Right on. What, any other games that you got hands on with?
There's a couple more. I played Luminous on Switch, that puzzle game that was announced back in the Nindies Spotlight.
We can't have a podcast without me calling it Loomis and Loomis, watching everybody get triggered and then tweeting at me.
Well, I mean, like, it's fun. Like, I played the original game on PSP, and now that it's finally coming to a Nintendo system, like, I'm just happy to play it on Switch. I don't really have much to say about it other than the fact that it's addictive.
Yeah, with the added HD rumble, did that change anything for you or add to the experience?
It actually did. It actually, like, you could actually feel the shaking, like when, like, one of those blocks just disappeared, they got destroyed. It actually does add to it.
All right, cool. Cool. Any other games that you got hands on with?
SNK Heroines cross, like, the there was like Tag Team Frenzy game.
Yeah, yeah.
SNK with all women.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun, but I feel like they need to fix the frame rate, because for a fighting game, it's unacceptable to have a frame rate where it's very low. And I think they got to fix that.
Okay. So, I mean, are you talking like below 30?
Around below 30, it just didn't really feel right to me. Like, I hope they fix it at launch, but we'll have to wait and see. Is that one? I mean, I'm still going to get the game, but I'm hoping, but it looks really good though.
Okay. All right. Interesting.
But I just think they need to fix the frame rate a bit.
For Maxis is asking about Banner Saga. Did you see that or get to play that at PAX?
No, I did not get to see that one.
Okay. All right. Well, that's too bad. Let's see. Any other games that you got to go hands on with?
Two more games.
Okay.
This one was not on Nintendo's booth, but it was on Inti Creates' booth. And it's Dragon Mark for Death. It's a beat 'em up that was announced at the Nindies Showcase back in September. And it's fun. Like you have different moves, different combos, but you can explore and beat up a lot of monsters, and also there's dragons there too. It's very interesting.
I see. All right, and you say beat 'em up. So, I mean, are we talking like Final Fight style of game, Turtles in Time style of game? What are we talking?
Mix Turtles in Time with some of the 16-32-bit like platforming side scroller games.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. All right. And then you said you had one more game that you played. What was the last one?
Runner 3.
Okay. I've never played one of these games. Was it fun?
Oh yeah, it's fun. Runner 3 was definitely something that I've enjoyed playing, because I played the first two games and they're pretty fun. Fun, unique, like runner games where you just have to jump, and it has rhythm bass, which actually adds to it.
Okay, so are these games, when I hear runner games, I think about games like Temple Run and Jetpack Joyride on the cell phone. You know what I mean? Like phone games like that. Is the runner, if I remember correctly, is a side scroller, right?
Yeah, it's a side scroller, but you have to do like actions like run. You could kick. You could also jump or slide, like in certain aspects. And then you would collect some gold. And then after that, you'll be able to like move on. You can also get like different. You can also get different rhythm beats when you play. Like you hear like the music keep going.
Okay. All right. Cool. Any of the games that you just saw that you were impressed by while you were there? Maybe you didn't get a chance to play.
There was that Western game. I forgot what it was called, but it was on the Nindie Showcase. It was like that stick figure black and white game.
Yeah. Okay. I don't remember the name of it, but
if anyone knows, let me know. But yeah.
So you got to see that. It looked like a good time.
It looked like a good time, as well as there was one other game, but. Oh, West of Loathing. Yeah, that was the one.
West
of
Loathing. Okay, cool. Thank you, Oracle. Kirby Geek. Thank you.
Yeah. And the only other one that really impressed me was just Shapes and Beats, but I didn't really get a chance to play that one, but it looked really good.
Okay. And you said you didn't get to play The Messenger, but you got to watch it. Like, is that a game that's going to be a pickup for you just after seeing it up close?
Yes.
Okay. Absolutely. Huh? Was the transition from 16 to 8-bit? Did you get to see that take place? And was it pretty impressive?
It is. I kind of wish I had something like that when I was a kid.
You did. It was called an NES and a Super Nintendo.
Oh yeah, but I mean, like in the same game, just the transition. now that was cool.
All right, man. Well, awesome. How were the lines? Did you meet a lot of cool people in line?
I did meet a lot of cool people in line. I actually made some friends out of that.
Nice. Do some Mario Kart while you're waiting, or
Mario Kart and Splatoon.
Okay.
And also I took my 3DS out and checked my street passes.
Oh yeah, how'd that go? That's the best thing, dude. That is the best thing. I'm so sad. I'm something like maybe 300 puzzle pieces away from being completely done with my puzzles on 3DS. Like I'm hoping at PAX this year, PAX Prime, I can complete it, because I don't know, like how much longer is it going to be around, you know?
Yeah. Like, cause I actually completed all the puzzles, finished all the games. I have like 28,200 something tags.
Whoa, dude, that's insane. That's insane. That's awesome. That is awesome.
Between running a 3DS group, now a Switch group, okay, as well as going to conventions and just taking your 3DS with you everywhere, of course, it's going to be worth it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Awesome, man. Well, very cool. I'm glad you were able to go and get to experience some of those games. Thank you for coming on here and talking about it. We have a few things left to cover here. A couple of reviews and impressions. And so let's jump into that. All right. So first game I reviewed was Skies of Fury. It's coming out April 12th. This game kind of bums me out because I love, love, love dogfighting games. This is a World War I game. It's cel-shaded, beautiful graphics, excellent controls. Guys, I have the full review up on n64josh.com. You can check it out, or you can see my video review on YouTube. This game plays so good, and it's super fun, but there's like nothing to do. It has a campaign, so you think, oh, cool, single player, I can play through a story. No. When you play through it, all you get is a mission to dogfight. Cool. A mission to escort, which is just dogfighting with some planes that are getting shot at. And then you fly through rings. And that's it. Those are the three things you do for the campaign. And then when you finish, like so many of these levels, you unlock this tiny little comic book that says a little bit of story, and it's not even that interesting. And so it's super sad. So you're like, okay, fine. That doesn't have much for campaign. Let's go multiplayer. Well, hey, you could do split screen in tabletop mode. Share the joy. Two Joy-Cons, you know, you can play two player. Don't totally recommend it, but if you're, you know, it works. It can work. Playing it docked, you could do four player split screen. So that's fun. You can add some bots, so it makes it a little more interesting. Kind of feels like a little bit like Star Wars Battlefront or Battlefront 2, the flying missions and or the multiplayer. But there's no online multiplayer. So you can't go head to head with anybody. So here this game sits at a $20 price tag. And to me, it just feels like too much to recommend to say, yes, get it. I gave it a 7.2 overall because it's an excellent foundation for a game. But I think in the review, I said it was like walking up to a buffet and having nothing but potatoes, like with different colored potatoes to eat. That's it. No meat whatsoever. No main course. So it's coming out the 12th. If you totally love that stuff and you've got people to play with locally, it is fun. But if you were really hoping to get a lot of content out of this, honestly, within 15 minutes, I was like, this is not what I want to keep doing. Like I actually got bored having to play it longer to get footage. And I even streamed it for a while. We put the Top Gun soundtrack on, so that was kind of fun. I was rocking my sunglasses. And so we had some fun with it, but even chat was like, man, this looks repetitive, you know? So it's just unfortunate. It's unfortunate. The other game I did try just briefly was Penny Punching Princess. And it did not pull me in right away. I am going to go back to it, and if I do, I will talk about it more. But right off the bat, I just wasn't immediately pulled into this thing. It's quirky. It looks good. The controls are fine. It's just different where you like, you go to attack an enemy, and if you have enough gold, you pull out your calculator and you bribe them, and then they like they'll like fight for you. Can use them to do a single attack. Otherwise you can just punch uncontrollably. So it's very quirky, pretty funny, but didn't do a whole lot for me, which I don't think that's a surprise for anybody. So if you're into that kind of just quirky, goofy, you know, this may be a game for you. And I may try to get up a little more footage just for YouTube or whatever, so people can check it out. Cause it's, again, not like terrible, like, oh, I would never play this, but just didn't do a ton for me. So those are the two games that I tried to get some time with this last weekend, just to be able to talk about them on here for you guys. So I think that pretty much does it, man. Where are all the places people can find you?
You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitch at Shellshock Prime.
Okay. And every time he comes into my chat and he shoots me in Splatoon, I always go, oh, shell shocked, like the Turtles in Time game, like every single time. Yep. I can't help it. So, and this guy knows what's up in Splatoon. We play some Splatoon on a pretty regular basis. So
we do. And every time we finish a match, I always make sure that you say the words good gum.
Yeah, good gum. That's right. That's right. That is correct. So, all right, yep. Guys. Well, Eric couldn't make it tonight. He is in chat. What's up, Hate Zero, our hero? Hashtag braid the beard. Maybe one day, but you have to be here for that. And so remember, you can follow Eric at Hate Zero on Twitter. You're going to follow me, N64 Josh, Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Patreon, Snapchat, and Vero. It is all N64 Josh. Remember, I have another show called the Smash Bros Cast. You're going to find that on iTunes, Google Play, Podbean, Stitcher, and soon to be on Spotify. If you want to get yourself a free book from Audible, you can go to audibletrial.com/NPC. The chair I'm sitting in from OP Seat, go to opseat.com. Save $10 on your purchase by using coupon code N64Josh. If you want to start your own podcast, go to podbean.com/NPC and sign up there. See if it's for you. Get in front of the microphone, record something, put it out there. See if you like it. Podbean.com/NPC. My Patreon, patreon.com/N64Josh. And lastly, if you want to pick up a Nintendo PowerCast t-shirt, go to n64josh.com/store. Join the Discord. Come hang out with us, guys. It's a blast. n64josh.com/discord. We just broke 300 people today. So pretty awesome. We love talking Nintendo and movies, whatever. We got all kinds of servers, so you can talk about whatever you like. It's a really good time. Lastly, I want to say thank you to everybody that's been rating and reviewing this show on iTunes. It has seriously helped. Thank you so much. We're so close to being back up to a 5-star. So if you haven't done it yet, you could take a second to do it. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you to everybody that has. You guys are awesome. And that's it. We'll see you Thursday, possibly with a special guest. We just got to see if scheduling works out. And that's it. Shellshock, thanks for hanging out, buddy.
Thank you for having me.
Chat, love you guys. See you later.